What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
What's the difference between a
hot skanky bitch and a dirty skanky bitch?
What?
Is it the smell?
Oh, I thought this was a joke.
Nah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a setup for
this is an interview.
No, you can just like fuck.
Talk into the microphone, like, Steve.
They're like,
oh, mate. Get it together.
They're like,
it's like your first podcast or something.
He's already broken the fourth wall.
Yeah.
They're just like,
keep going.
I'm going to keep staring into the fucking camera and just rubbing my titty mid-sentence as well.
Fucking, what's skanky? You can just tell they're cleaner, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
But that's one of the things when I was on stage. I never knew, like, how close to have, like, am I, did I have it too far away?
About here.
It's about there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
About a dickful. The way you're holding that, too, you're just like, yeah.
It's heavy.
You rested on the fucking, on the gut.
On the drip tray.
Yeah.
That's better. I think I've got conjunctivitis from that fucking motel I stayed in.
Oh, yummy. Oh. Yummy.
You want a lick?
Yeah. You'll be, Tanya said she's got to wash the sheets for you and Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Zoe stayed there last night.
Oh, okay. You finger bashed her, did you?
She finger bashed herself.
Yeah, on the issue of the microphone, I was saying, and I was like, because I never knew, but when I was watching one of the showcases, I noticed how far away Broden has it. Like, he has the microphone down.
Oh, but Broden's retarded. He doesn't know how to use a mic. He's been doing it for 3 years. He still hasn't figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does. I was like, oh, so you can have it down here?
No, you can't.
You can't.
But the whole thing, I guess, like,
we're like, don't fuck with it. Steve's like, this entire podcast.
Watch me fucking.
But I guess, like, if the people up the back could still hear him, but
yeah,
just didn't want to have it too close. On the thing of prostitutes, is
back to the prostitutes.
Yeah.
Listen to So Sad They Only Released One Album. It was Gilbert Gottfried's Dirty Jokes. Like, there's a joke about prostitutes in there, and he goes, man enters a whorehouse. He's only got $5. Goes to the brothel owner. What can I get for $5? Brothel owner's like, well, upstairs we've got a dead hooker. You can spend an hour with her. So he spends an hour with a dead hooker. And he comes back downstairs and the brothel owner's like, oh, so how was it? And he's like, oh, it's great. But towards the end, her nose was running and her mouth was frothing. Brothel owner goes, oh, that just means she's full.
She's full. Oh, gross. Full of cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your preference? Dirty skanky or hot skanky? Because dirty skanky, I feel like you can get away with more.
Yeah,
like,
but
they're not going to flinch if you put a finger in their butt.
Well, I wouldn't know because it was hard to communicate with them. Like,
yeah.
It was, like, you just never knew what they were. But, like, their cunts are definitely looser.
The skanky ones?
Yeah. They're hot skanky and dirty skanky.
Yeah.
It was,
Are you packing big meat or are you...
I'd say average.
Yeah.
It's
not porn star dick.
Average. Nah, it's, if I had to compare it to a porn star...
Yeah.
Couldn't be John Holmes is fucking...
That's weird that you know a male's fucking name.
Everyone knows John Holmes.
Yeah, everyone knows John Holmes.
I don't know John Holmes.
They know John Holmes and Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Ron Jeremy. He's
in jail for rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't communicate with the with the prostitutes. Yeah. That's what happens.
How could he be in jail for rape? Like, I mean, like, why would he want to? Like, surely, of all the people, he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
He's not good looking, but...
He's fucked more women than most men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe it's one of those things that, like, because he gets it so often, like, you know how movie stars, some of them steal?
I know Winona Ryder stole.
Because they can have whatever they want, so they need the rush of, like, taking it. So maybe that's why Ron Jeremy's.
Yeah.
who else has stole? Like, I know Winona Ryder.
Who's the other skanky one that stole Steve-O's coke? What's her name?
Steve-O.
Stole Steve-O's
Paris
coke.
Hilton?
No, not Paris Hilton.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh,
yeah. She got done.
Because I know.
Yeah, she's a fucking dude.
Apparently she's made a bit more of a name. Like, she just did C and D list films, but apparently she's getting back up there again.
You reckon?
That's what I've heard.
Did you ever see her in Machete?
I've seen Machete, yeah. I didn't know she was in it.
She was in it. I know. Lindsay Lohan was in Machete.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's making out with a chick in the pool. She's topless.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know if she used stunt titties, though. Let me bring it up.
I thought, let me show you my stunt titties.
Let me show you my stunt titties.
Whenever they need a Mexican for a film, they always get Danny Trejo. If they ever need a Puerto Rican, they always get Louis Guzman.
Yeah.
I just started Googling stunt titties. Lindsay.
Ever see that film, Nymphomaniac?
No.
One of those Lars von Trier's films. He did Antichrist and...
What type of movie is it?
I've not actually seen it. It's one of those. Okay. There's a website called... I've tried getting it back up on my phone. Like, I used to be able to get it on my phone, but then I don't know. I just fucking quit it anymore. It just, like, said, this can't play films from this server. It's called effedupmovies.com.
Okay, yeah.
It's just,
so they've taken it down in Australia or something.
Well,
it's like snuff films and shit.
Yeah, but, well, I guess some of them are like, they're all production films, and right. Some of them are really well-known production films, like Trainspotting and all that. Trainspotting's my favourite movie, but then they've also got shit like Human Centipede, and then there's a bunch of stuff that you haven't heard of before. It's like really low budget. I saw this one where it's like this guy, there's this film called Victim, and at the beginning of this film, you see this chick, and she gets raped. Okay, and then it cuts to this guy at a bar, and he's drinking. And then he gets abducted, and he's imprisoned at a home of this mad doctor who starts torturing him and performing all these different surgeries on him. And you find out later that this doctor's giving him this forced gender reassignment.
And is that where you got hard? Now we know how the kids feel.
Yeah.
and he's giving him this forced gender assignment. And
he's like, and you're not allowed to be offended by it.
Yeah. 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 Don't be transphobic. Yeah.
He's cutting his cock off.
It's like, what's wrong? What's wrong with trans people, huh?
Nothing.
Goddamn bigot.
No, I wouldn't say anything against trans people.
There's just a woman with blue hair in the corner, arms crossed. She's like, what's the problem?
They full cut off his dick and balls as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And give him a vagina and all this shit. And
perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
How long would it take before you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to stand over a mirror? 2 minutes? 3 minutes?
I think I started watching this film because I was like, oh, I need something to talk about on the podcast. So if I start watching these films, it will give like good...
Yeah, okay.
And then he's fully... Well, you can't really fully transition. We're not at that stage scientifically yet. But for the most part, he's fully transitioned into a chick, and he's got...
Is he hot?
Oh, he's got... If he didn't have like a male chin...
Oh, you got to have that jaw shaving surgery. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Ethan's a big fan of the tees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, some good ones.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that Blair White on YouTube?
No. I'll have to look him up.
She's a, whatever.
Yeah.
Like this American trans conservative political commentator.
Conservative trans. That's a good one.
Yeah. But I would not have guessed that she was a dude.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, they make them good these days.
Yeah. And she,
dude, the fucking Idiocracy, the one thing they got wrong was like, science is going to go towards dick pills. Nah, science is going to go towards turning men into women.
Yeah.
Like, that's where the real science is going to go.
The apes, Thailand did it good. Thailand does it good. And a lot of the guys in America, like Dylan Mulvaney and all that, not so.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah, they're not fooling anyone.
Nah.
But on a dark dance floor?
Pretty close, though. Like, not bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark dance floor.
Yeah.
It's the uncanny valley, they call it. Yeah. Where it's like, it looks a bit weird. Looks a bit weird. And then it's like hyper real.
Yeah.
Get like hyper realistic.
Yeah, we're close.
Trans women.
We're so close.
Where it's like, you can't fucking tell the difference.
Man, once NVIDIA gets into the market of like trans people, then it's all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unreal Engine 3.
And then later in the film.
Yeah.
So
he fucks up?
Oh, does he have tits in
the Well, no, he gets the hench. Yeah, he's got like, he's got a good set of tits as well. And he gets his henchmen to rape this person that they've been holding captive that they've turned into a woman.
Yeah. Right.
And so that he knows how it feels. Did he rape in the start?
Yeah, then that's what you find out. He's the one that raped her in the start.
Yeah, nice.
Ah, oh, it's like he's.
Come full circle, yeah.
So it was like kind of you felt bad for this dude and then you find out he's a rapist and you're like, you know what?
And then
whatever.
Then you found out that the doctor's been keeping his daughter who's become fully brain dead from the rape. And then this guy that has transitioned is just because he slit the henchman's throat while he was raping him. And then he's
not nice.
It's not nice, you can't do that.
It's your henchman, bro.
Yeah.
They're not like a dime a dozen. You can't just find a henchman. You got to go through the hiring process. HR's got to get involved.
You ever been on the black market? Well, I mean, dark web, I mean.
Yeah, I bet you have.
I only went on there for drugs, and that was like the only... that was the only time I've ever been curious about cryptocurrency.
Is on the dark web?
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'd ever want any like Bitcoin or any of that shit.
I saw this, just this post, a sponsored post on Facebook of a dude who just sells drugs openly. Mm. He's like, and there's like, he's got this room and it's just full of mushrooms. And like posts of like people being like, yeah. I was like, man, like that seems like a trap.
Yeah.
It seems like a trap. But it was, like, shitty enough that it was, like, maybe it's not a trap. Like, New South Wales police would have put some effort into it. You know what I mean? Like, their memes.
Mm. I'm not really political, but, like, I guess that's one thing. This is one thing I believe in. I don't get criminalizing people for having drugs. Like, it'd be like arresting someone for attempting suicide. You know, like, if someone's got a drug problem... And the only person they're physically harming is himself.
Mm.
Surely.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Unless they've got enough, like, you're selling it, then it's
a criminal
offense.
Yeah, I'm not saying we should sell it.
Possession shouldn't be.
Yeah, possession.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, you know, we do have laws against alcohol. You can't drink drive. You can't drink and bash up your wife.
They don't let us do anything fun anymore.
Yeah.
Gone are the good old days, you know, when you could smack a woman.
Fucking I remember when I was in year six, Charlie Sheen was my idol.
Oh, dude. Tiger Blood?
Tiger Blood. And,
yep, and by winning. Oh.
I'm not really a Family Guy. I'm more of a South Park guy, but I did like what Seth MacFarlane said on the roast, and he's like, Charlie, you claim to have tiger blood, but with all the porn stars you've banged, it's probably just Tiger Woods blood.
Which is a roundabout way of saying you got AIDS, son.
Well, he's halfway there. Was that
pre-AIDS? It would have been, because they would have been roasting him the entire time about having AIDS. It was before he came out and said he had AIDS.
Yeah, it was. Because he got HIV like in 2015.
Yeah, and that's when he had the breakdown as well, when he found out he was banging those two porn stars. That was 2010 or 11, I'm pretty sure.
I think the roast was around 2012.
Was Patrice O'Neill on that roast?
Yes.
Charlie Sheen? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him. He's,
Tyson and Steve-O.
Yeah.
Steve-O was good. Like, for the best. Yeah, like, his set was short, but, like, definite.
Well,
and Jezelneck. Jezelneck was.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jezelneck.
Shatner was on it for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
Fucking Amy Schumer. Like, I get it.
Back when she was hot.
Yeah. She was on the cusp.
Yeah.
We'd all still fuck up it.
She looks like...
Yeah, she was a seven.
Yeah.
She looks like if Miss Piggy failed to lose weight after pregnancy.
Dude, isn't it crazy how bad her moon face is? Like, I'm a fat fuck. Don't get me wrong. I'm not out here being like, I'm a goddamn Adonis over here, but she's got a moon face.
I've not heard that term before.
You can't really fault her for it because she can just get dick anytime she wants.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And she can just look like shit and who cares? I'd do that if I could just eat fuck whatever I wanted and just get pussy all the time. 100% I'd be doing that.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't fault her for looking like shit.
So like no. Ron Jeremy?
Yeah. Pretty much.
She's the Ron Jeremy of the porn star world.
Yeah, who else was...
Just a huge dick.
Jezelnik was on there. He's good. He's probably one of my top... I was going to write a whole top 10 of my favorite comics and be like, oh, what do you think of this list? But I forgot.
That would have been super gay.
Duh!
Yeah.
That's a pity.
Pity, but...
Because we're pro-gay.
Yeah. Right?
We're pro-gay.
Anti-list, though. We don't like lists on this podcast.
It's the fucking ADHD.
Make
stresses me out.
Yeah.
So have you cooked meth?
Nah, I've not cooked it.
You've definitely partaken.
Cooked yourself on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've cooked myself on it. Like, I told you the first time I ever took it, I had a liter of absolute vodka.
Mm.
And then I took just like, 6 drags of it, and it fucking sobered me right up.
Yeah.
So it's
complete waste of vodka.
Yeah, no, they put it that way. It was.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, like, I don't have kids, but like for anyone that's listening that do have kids, and their kids are 15, and they're drinking for the first time, and they're gonna have hangovers. That's the only way you're gonna be able to sober your kids up for school.
Give them some meth in the morning.
That and cocaine.
Yeah.
Parenting tips with Steve Lurch.
Yeah. I did that one joke. I should have done it more often about how my favorite kid's my gay out of the closet son, and I've got 2 daughters still locked in the closet.
Yeah,
I need to get more. Yeah, I know I've mentioned it before. I need to get more clean shit. Just to balance it out, with the
more clean stuff.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't want it to be all shock humor, you know.
Nah, keep doing what you're doing. I love it.
I can't wait to see the clean stuff. What are you going to balance it out with?
I did one clean joke. You were there. I don't know if you were there, but I know you were there. And because it's the first time you saw my set, and I said a judge has a robot. Like, it was so bad, I was like, so bad, might be good. A judge has a robot, the robot's low on power. He charges the robot with battery.
Yeah, it was awful.
And yeah. I was like, I thought of that joke when I was at the Pink concert, and I was like, I was enjoying the Pink.
What? You can't just go... From I was
Steve, do you know what you look like?
Someone who can't segue. Yeah.
You look like you've got a deer hanging from the front of your car. That's how you're dressed. Like, you're just like, oh, yeah, at the Pink concert.
You got to segue that on stage. Just go into it.
I was just like, I was so at good. The Pink concert, and I was enjoying the Pink concert, but then I remembered she's not here for my entertainment. I need to do that after some jokes.
Were you there hunting? Is that what you were doing? You're finding your next victim?
Well, I was hunting for teenage. isn't that who hangs out at the fucking Pink concert?
Would they let you in? I wonder. If you bought tickets.
Oh, dude. They're like, with that hat? Probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit,
yeah, they're like, you're coming across a little bit Ivan Milati.
My hair looks bad without the hat. Like, when I have it tied up like this, I just tied it up to get...
Cause pussy.
Just to get it out of my eyes.
You don't get a lot of pussy?
We just talked about how I go to the brothel, so... And
the Pink concert.
Between
both, he's getting plenty.
Do you like heavy metal?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, I can't ask him this, but I was like, I would love to go out on stage to Redneck by Lamb of God.
Yeah.
You know the song?
Yeah. I love Lamb of God.
Sick. I broke a dude's nose in a Lamb of God mosh pit.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it was Slipknot.
No, it was Lamb of God.
Well, they're performing next year.
Yeah.
February at Knotfest. I showed Luke because I know he's way into all that, like AC/DC and Metallica.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah, we saw all of them. We didn't see AC/DC. We saw Metallica. No, Slipknot was the mosh where there was just a giant fucking Islander and another buff bald dude. There was the two people in the mosh.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever seen Lamb of God live.
No, it was at Soundwave. They're at Soundwave. It's Lamb of God. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Went and saw Of Mice and Men and Lamb of God, and they're on one of the side stages.
I don't know.
You ever listen to Rammstein?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah. Of course. Yeah, that's my favorite band. Motorhead. And I'm not sure what comes, but like Rammstein and Motorhead, I'm not sure what comes after that. Yeah. I like the metal where it's like dark, but not dark enough. That's heavy metal. Not dark enough that it's death metal.
Right. Yeah.
So like Slayer, Lamb of God, Marilyn Manson, Rammstein.
Yep. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just fucking like thrash metal, like noise. It's like,
Rammstein, Slayer's thrash.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just felt like death metal is like too distorted.
This is
for
the
me.
One we're at. Slipknot, Marilyn Manson, Lamb of God.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I knew I was fucking.
I was always fucked up at those things. I don't really.
Yeah,
remember.
I licked the guy's blood off my forehead. Yeah.
Actually, fun story about Marilyn Manson. Last time I saw you guys was at the Stag. I was wearing a Marilyn Manson t-shirt. Mm. I was meaning to apologize to you specifically. Because
you look like you're offended by Marilyn Manson.
No. Here's the thing. Like, so it's got
a swastika.
Same image. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same image on the front, same image on the back. And it's got Charles Manson here and Marilyn Monroe here on either side of Marilyn Manson. Well, it would have been a more, because I knew you would have known it wasn't intended. So it would have been a more sarcastic apology.
I don't know. If you weren't at the last show as your bits, were you? We haven't spoken about it on the podcast yet, have we?
No, we
haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tricked a dude into drawing a swastika on stage.
You didn't trick him.
Yeah, no. I just asked him to and he did.
I would have done that for you.
Yeah, I know you would have. But yeah, he was like a nice fellow. We're doing a blindfolded Pictionary. So you've got to draw something blindfolded. And I whispered in his ear, a swastika.
So show us your bits is like, because I bought tickets and it got refunded for the last Wacky Wednesdays. And I think that was going to be crowd work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't. But, like, show us your bits. Is that, like, where it's kind of like a talent show meets comedy?
Yeah.
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 Variety show. Can do whatever the fuck you want, basically.
It's chaos. They're always great shows.
If you want to get up there and draw swastikas, we'll let you.
Yeah. In fact, it's welcomed.
Yeah. Am I permitted to say whatever I want?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you talk to you after it, though.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got that mad look in his eyes. He's like, I'm going to drop the N-bomb. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to say the N-word. Yeah. We're backstage here. And he's just standing on the stairs. He's like, he just drops the N-bomb on the stairs. He's like, should I do that one? I'm like, no. Even you found my line.
What was
the joke?
Is, why do niggas always have nightmares?
Why?
Because we killed the last one who had a dream. And I was going to find a...
You could do that instead of just saying black people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that. Well,
although they're a little... Like, niggas have not... Like, that sells the joke.
I also had this one where I was going to be like... and I told you this one first time I went to the Stag. I was like... I don't know. I think you suggested it more because you thought it was shit. I was like, I don't know, try crowd work, musical comedy. I'd just be like, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube, and then just hold the microphone to the audience, try and get someone say niggas with attitude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, but trying to get the crowd to say the N, Bob. Not going to work. No. But I was like, do it.
Oh, you did say that?
Yeah, I was like, do it. I'll support most crazy ideas.
Yeah.
Most crazy ideas. Because I'm autistic.
Mm.
I'm like, that's socially unacceptable. Do it.
I think that was one of the first things that, like, one of the things that motivated to get me on stage was that, like, I noticed a lot of the guys that come on, they weren't, like, and good. I don't mean to judge, but you could tell they weren't social people. They weren't the most social. They weren't, like,
funny?
No. Not that, but, like,
you're like, I'm watching this guy and I could be a way better comedian than him.
No. I mean, but just, like, because I was nervous to go on stage, like, and, you know, I still get nervous, but I could just tell that, like, sometimes you see guys that get on stage and I could tell that, like, they are really social. Like, was it Pat Doherty from Sydney?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell he was, like...
Yeah, he's an extrovert.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's an extrovert, introvert. And I could kind of, like, guess that a lot of the guys on stage were more introverts, like... Paige, for example,
yep,
could guess would be introvert and all that. So, yeah, it was I still like their comedy. It's nothing. It's not judging their comedy, but it was a motivation that you don't necessarily have to be an extrovert
to do comedy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That makes sense.
Why did you start comedy?
Well, he's not an extrovert or an introvert. He's a pervert.
When I was in high school, I really wanted to do it.
Like, so I'm choking this stripper, right? And I thought, I can do better.
I was choking this stripper at a place called Little St. James Island.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
It's fucking Weinstein Island.
Oh, not it? Weinstein.
Epstein.
That's Epstein. A joke for anyone listening. Fucking...
Yeah, you've got to be down a specific rabbit hole to know what that is.
You need to have an understanding of pedophilia and geography. You can point to it on a map.
That's what your autism gives you. Like, I know where the bodies are buried. Yeah. Like.
But I forgot. Oh, yeah, what's that mean? Like, well, in high school, like, I just figured I'd, like, I had all these jokes that I thought I could do really well, and my teacher actually told me, was like, oh, you're really funny, you should get up on...
Who was this teacher?
Why would you lie to a person like that? Like, clearly this man's got no hope.
Yeah.
Let's tell him he's funny.
It was one of those ones where they're like, they're bluffing. They're like, get up in front of the class and do it because they think that you're not going to.
Oh, yeah. Was this pre or post meth?
Pre-meth.
And then young Steve gets up there and goes, why don't niggas have dreams? Or what was it?
Because they shot the last one with the dream. Yeah.
Did you do that one in class?
No.
Fucking great. Should have dropped that one.
Well, my black friends love that joke.
Yeah.
I've got...
One. He's locked in the basement. He's my friend.
But I got a nigger word certificate at home, and it's got all my friends' signatures on it. And they're like, "Yes, we give him permission to say this word."
Yeah, you pull that out in the Bronx.
Well, it was Jim Norton said it in 2017. That's the last time I ever heard anyone say it on stage.
Yeah, there was what was it? Fucking Louis. See, Louis had a good N-word joke as well.
Stanhope as
well. Yeah, referencing Huckleberry Finn. Jim.
Yeah.
See, I'm quoting a book there. Edit that, like, out, Tyler.
Well, yeah, I think we had, like, my context is, like, as long as I don't say it in any hateful way or...
At. That worked out for Rogan, didn't it?
Didn't work out for Michael Richards. Well,
no, it didn't. But he was saying it pretty hatefully.
Yeah.
Like, and I was screaming it at a black dude.
Which is the correct way to use the word.
was thinking, like, I'm not necessarily sure that any comic should apologize. Because if one comic apologizes, then it feels like people can demand other comics apologize.
Yeah.
But
depends on your intention, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're doing it hateful or not.
But I guess that may be the
depends
one.
Depends if you're a pussy.
That may be the one where they have to say, yeah, I was in the wrong with that one. But in terms of like what actually got me started, well, it started in high school, and then I was traumatized when my teacher told me again in front of the class. And I just didn't have anything written down. I was just like,
so
yes,
whipped
Luke's
your dick
mom's
out.
A pussy. You're a cunt. You're a faggot. And
you did that and they're like, you should do stand-up.
No, they said, they just told you, like, get back to your class, get back to your seat, Stephen. That wasn't funny. And then I went to rehab and...
You went to rehab. How old were you when you went to rehab?
It was about 1 week after I stopped drinking because I had to put in a form and wait for a whole spot to open at the clinic.
But you don't remember how old you were?
Well, no, I'm 16 months sober now, almost 17 months sober.
Holy fuck. Congrats, man.
Cheers.
Yeah.
But, like...
So nothing? Not even weed?
Cigarettes, vapes...
But you can't smoke weed.
I was into weed in high school.
That explains a lot.
But I don't know. I'm 17 months sober off alcohol, and I haven't done meth in longer or cocaine or ketamine. But if anyone gave me any of that stuff now,
you'd probably do it.
Yeah, I would. And I know it's this whole fucking thing like, oh, you shouldn't do it and all that shit, but like it's
fun.
It's depressing without it.
Yeah.
I actually tried to do some clean comedy. You'd left us last Wednesday at the Stag. You were there, it didn't go so well. And I was like trying to justify that alcohol is better therapy than what they had you do at school, and I thought it'd be funny if I started pretending to use finger puppets and use a voice like this. And I was like, hello, are you depressed? I'm here to talk to you and be your friend.
I like that idea. I think that could definitely work.
No, yeah, but it didn't really go well.
No, I'm sure. But if you work on it, it'll be something.
If I work with something more substance with what I was saying, rather than just go with that.
Make it overtly personal and dark. But then, like, bring punchlines into it.
Yeah.
Like, if, people will be along. I reckon that's a good idea.
There was one guy at the Stag last week. He came in after you left, but he was right in front of you. He's wearing that Echo Unlimited t-shirt. He's in that one table.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like a good heckler because he just, like, kept.
There's no such thing. But anyway.
No, but he's like. He'd ask questions and shit and, like, keep the show going.
So he was a good heckler.
Yeah. He was hella drunk, but, and he just, like, there was a bit of, a lot of the laughter I could sense was coming from the right, and half of it was coming from this one table.
Yeah, that's, Tanya works with them, my wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The lesbians.
The ones with no teeth.
I know there's one about this tall with shaved sides, black hair.
I don't know what any of them look like, but they all work with Tanya because they were talking about my set the next day at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tanya overheard them.
Oh, okay, because I specifically remember this one guy. He only got a seat just a few minutes before I actually got on stage.
Mm. Yeah, okay. I didn't see him. Yeah, they they fucking loved me. I turned that show around. It was going bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not. We had two bombs in a row.
Oh, I remember that one British guy.
Yeah, that was. Oh, that was so funny. So they're like. So Tanya's messaging me. She goes, oh, yeah, they said the bald British guy doesn't go well. She's like, we won't tell Dave. I was like, believe it or not, there's another terrible bald British comedian in the scene.
Yeah. I did see one of Dave's sets here that bombed.
Yeah.
But everything I've seen of him after that was like, you know, the jokes went really well for him. So
he's like turning a corner. Yeah. Like he legitimately is. Like you've got to. There's a lot of people in comedy who don't try and get better and don't like break down their sets and stuff like that. He brings like fucking jiu-jitsu energy to comedy. He's like always trying to get better.
Yeah,
like, it's the way. Like it's like yeah, fair enough. He's really early into comedy, so he hasn't got a whole lot of material behind him yet. But he's working on, like, his stage presence and, like, he's always writing. He's always, like, working on his material. So, like, he's getting better. And it's, like, it's great to watch.
Whenever I have a day off work, I usually try to spend... Well, whatever day I'm not at work, whether it's a holiday or a weekend, I try to spend at least 1 or 2 hours. And I'll usually rewrite my material and try and hope that I can think of something new to put in there.
Yeah.
Or I can just go into Wikipedia, see what, and just search up list of controversial topics and just flick through there hoping that I'm finding
There's
something.
There's nothing wrong with like trying to write to a certain thing, but I think you just got to be you.
Yeah,
Like, you've just got to be you and, like, find your own flavour of that on stage.
I can do this in here, can't I? Because...
Hey?
I can do this in here.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
fine.
It's...
If anyone asks, it's meth.
Yeah.
It's an audio-only podcast.
You can Photoshop a meth pipe.
Yeah, because... I do try to be me, and my friend told me... my friend told me earlier... suggested I get more storytelling jokes in there, but like the storytelling jokes just don't come. Like, I'm sure I could do a good storytelling joke, but just nothing's really come
yeah
naturally.
But that's people who don't do comedy, like, oh, you should tell stories. Yeah. Like, yeah, okay, cunt, like, you have no idea how fucking hard it is to tell stories and like write funny stories, because you saw what someone who tries to tell stories looks like, and it was that bald British guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just like, it was just, it looked like he was doing show and tell, like that story when you came to school the next day, like, tell us about your weekend. Just like, oh yeah, we went to the park and mum and dad was there. Like, fuck, dude. Where is the punchline? It was just talking.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be able to have more jokes about Scientology, but as fucked as they are, nothing came naturally to me there as well.
So you went to the Scientology temple.
No, it's temple? More of an office headquarters.
Yeah. So, so I'm sitting at home. It's minding my own business. Steve sends me a photo of him in the Scientology office with a lady just working in the background.
Yeah.
I used to prank call them a heap as well. And actually one time I prank called, like, usually they're all antisocial and shit. And like one time I prank called him and the lady was actually...
really nice?
Yeah, she just like...
So you sound like you're going through a rough time, you know.
Like,
yeah, I just got out of rehab. Uh-huh. Oh wow, we've got something for that.
Yeah.
Imagine if that's how you became a Scientologist. Like, fuck it, I was prank calling them. Used to really not respect
it. What were your prank calls? What would you do?
Originally, I'd do it when I was like really drunk, and I'd be like, "I'm looking for my wife." I didn't have anything funny. It was just me being retarded. I'd just be like, "I'm looking for my wife, Shelley." Because of the whole Shelley Miscavige, David Miscavige's wife missing for 20 years or something.
Yeah.
I'm
sure they would have got that on the phone.
Yeah. They probably 100% got that joke. They're like, that's like, pretty funny.
Yeah. And I was like, I was hoping you guys could make me really famous. And they're like, well, do you know anything about the Church of Scientology? I was like, no, but I've watched a bunch of Tom Cruise movies. And so there's nothing like that funny, but just more to be edgy, which sounds immature, but...
Did you spend any time on 4chan?
Nah, no, I know.
Dude, he would have loved 4chan.
I know what it is. It's like,
yeah. Don't get him onto it. No, but it's all trannies nowadays. Anyway.
Yeah.
But that's why, like, I have a friend who suggested me to Rumble. And he's like, oh, you'll love Rumble because it's all free speech and all that. And I went on there and it's just, like, way too political for me. I don't like.
You're there for the Asian pussy.
Well, I'm just there to not be taken seriously. Like, that's my goal in life. I've worked my entire life to not be taken seriously.
Well, you've succeeded, my friend.
Not really. Like, I put on Facebook, I was like, I said, sometimes I test my jokes out, like, with people I know, like, I try to work into a conversation, or I put it on
with people on the bus,
on Facebook.
Whoever will listen, really.
Yeah.
I was like, this might be so stupid, it might be funny. I went to Mecca, it was shit, and because I was like, oh, it's so obvious, I haven't been to Mecca, and my gay non-binary sister, who's an atheist like me, and just was like. Why would you say that about an oppressed religion? I'm like, they're not oppressed. Honestly.
Is your sister actually a gay non-binary?
Yeah.
Does she look like you?
I guess a bit, yeah.
With the goatee?
No, not with the goatee. Probably. I'm not a redneck, but I guess with my hair back in.
The hat.
Listening to redneck, it's...
Do you like country music?
Nah, fuck.
Really?
Fuck no. I liked, Almost Heaven, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Blue Ridge Mountains, shining through a river.
I went to a wedding once, and they were like, we're country.
I've been to a wedding before.
But... yeah, they're like, we're country, but they only played like... 10 country songs in a loop.
Yeah.
And it was driving me fucking insane. We got sat at this table with just the most boring cunts in the world.
Was this the Bathurst one?
No. Oh. No. Bathurst one was good. Right. Bathurst one was sick. Yeah, this one was fucking awful. Just the worst cunts ever. Just talking... Just dribble. Nothing exciting in their life. Like, it's like, I can't be here. I took up smoking that night.
Where was it?
It was in Taree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I took up smoking that night. I was like, I need an excuse to get away from this table. Yeah. I'm going to go outside. And I just stood outside and I was like, why am I here? I was like, this is when I was like super depressed too.
Right.
I was like, I fucking am hating every second of this. It was the longest night of my life.
A music festival I would have loved to go into is Woodstock 99.
Yeah.
Actually, original Woodstock as well.
Yeah.
But also Woodstock 99.
Yeah, because of the rape.
There's only 4 rapes.
Allegedly. If
not a few were there, there would have been. Fuck, there would have been way more.
Rookie numbers. Well,
yeah, okay, true. There would have been way more. But that's a crowd of 300,000 people.
And I don't think you would have even done any of it yourself. You would have Charlie
Manson
encouraged it.
Yeah, he's the instigator.
I thought you were going to say I would have been the one that would have been gang raped.
Steve's just laying there. Fucking more for me.
Oh, no, don't. No, please.
Oh, no, please.
Oh,
not
no,
the black
I fell
one.
Over with my ass in the air. I hope no one takes advantage of me.
I've accidentally fallen into this little pink skirt. You guys ever seen a comedian, Hans Taewen, Dutch guy?
No.
I think I know who you're talking about. He does like all the wordplay of like. English words versus
Nah, yeah. It's but like it was because there's this. I first saw him when there's this clip that went viral where he's defending free speech against these Muslim ladies on a TV show.
Mm.
And he's not even political, but like he's.
If you put him in front of some Muslims, he's going to get political.
Were
they in burqas?
Hijabs.
Yeah. Good. Because then you've got to throw stones at them otherwise. Them's the rules. I don't make them.
I just enforce them.
But like, what
my wife hates it.
What I love about like these sorts of comedy, like, well, he is one of my favorite comedians. I can only find one comedy album where he's speaking English, but it's fucking gold.
Is it?
Yeah, Hans Taewin live in London.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of comedy.
I usually listen to it.
I'm scared I'm gonna steal jokes. That's my thing.
I heard that Leo McBride told me something similar about something he heard Billy Connolly say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
I stole his bit. Can't stop sparking drinks. That's the worst thing about sparking drinks now. You're a hack.
Yeah.
It's been done.
It's been done. Fucking El Ari.
Yeah. I hate when I write something that I think is original and I think it's fucking gold. And then I'm watching comedy and I've seen it's been done before.
Mm. Yeah.
After the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's because I had this joke about, saying that I've been in porno before.
Mm.
And keep in mind that was when I was 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was watching, like, I was proud of it. And I was proud of that joke. And then I was watching Jimmy Carr, and Jimmy Carr said it. So I was like, shit.
Yeah.
Then it definitely is hack if Jimmy Carr said it.
But, like, what I liked about Hans Taewin and like, Rick Shapiro and
is there dicks?
Yeah, that. But, like, it's not necessarily punchlines for them that are funny.
Mm.
Like, they're just funny in general, like the stage persona.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get into this trap where, well...
You doing Jimmy Carr would be hilarious.
Because like, little puppet master on stage.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get, like, because they say, oh, you don't necessarily have... Sometimes you hear this idea that you don't have to necessarily be funny. You just have to be entertaining. But I don't want to fall into that trap because...
Then you'd have to move to Melbourne.
Well, I don't want to think that I just have to do lazy joke writing.
Yeah, because you then know? You'd have to move to Melbourne.
I don't want to go to Melbourne.
Yeah, it's awful.
I think I've only been to Melbourne once.
Yeah? You think?
I think, yeah.
Have you been to Melbourne?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's a great city. Yeah. I really enjoy it. But I went there... like 13 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
About 13.
Yeah, we did coke off a toilet in a strip club.
Cool.
It was good.
I would have only been...
We took a photo of a stripper's asshole too. But we forgot to turn the flash off.
Yeah.
So she knew.
That was awkward. No, and no, she didn't spot us, thank fuck. I was like, oh my God, dude, what are you doing? Like... You have one job, to take a photo of that lady's asshole without a permission. That's a sex crime.
It is.
Yeah. Whoops. I didn't take the photo.
On the drive here, I was listening to Glenn Wool.
Mm.
And he's like, I think I heard Doug Stanhope do something similar as well, where he's like, joking about how he had registered himself as a sex offender just to get away from kids.
Mm. Yeah, sorry you can't bring him around for the party.
Yeah.
Just a sex offender.
I liked his one he did in, I forgot what it was, 2017, Doug Stanhope. Mm. He had a, I forget the name of the album though.
Anyway, what was the joke?
No, it's just a good album.
Oh, the album. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I was building you up.
Was it No Place Like Home?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Shot in a funhouse.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's it. And he's like talking about ISIS, and he's like, you guys check out the latest ISIS beheading video. I'm not sure if it's on Netflix yet. Yeah. He's like, it's just a beheaded video. He's like,
how many beheadings have you watched, Steve?
I've seen it.
You've seen a few. Seen a few.
You have to get the VPN up to watch it, you know.
Yeah. I watched a beheading video when I was like 12.
Yeah, I think I
truck driver.
I think I started around that age. Yeah,
bald head. I was surprised that they just hack the head off. They don't chop it, they hack it off.
If they had a machete, they could, surely.
You would have been older than 12, surely.
No, I was 12.
How? That was, there was like no
dial up.
Really? You're watching beheading videos on
dial up, yeah.
It's just loading slowly. Like,
yeah. No, I downloaded it off LimeWire.
I am.
Which is insane.
Googling. Was that LimeWire in 2012, was it?
Yes, there was. Oh,
fucking hell.
Remember Silk Road?
It wasn't 2012. I was 12.
Right.
So it was like.
That would have been like 2002 or some shit, wouldn't it? No.
No, 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah, or five. 2004, 2005. Because I was living in Moorland at that point.
Right.
I remember because it's specifically, like, there's a special type of trauma that comes out of watching a beheading video for the first time.
Yeah.
When you're 12, you know exactly where you were when you were watching it.
So you were 12, just fucking jerking at the internet porn.
Yeah.
I remember. Like,
which is better than what I was doing before that, which was whacking it off in a paddock.
I used to watch, like, if I ever watched a beheading video when I was, like, really young.
You had to make sure the lube was there. You'd really, like, lit some candles.
Well, it was more so I could be, like, well, because, like, I wanted to be, like, I don't want anything to scare me in the world. I have to see the most fucked up shit in the world. As if, like, I was preparing to go to the fucking army or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have to see it all.
You're just giving yourself PTSD before you got to the army.
Yeah.
Well, and I always felt bad. I never went to the army.
Really?
Because, well, kind of, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I missed my chance, but like at the same time, felt like I should have gone. Felt like it would have been the right thing to do, but then I didn't go.
I think it would have
been a Full Metal Jacket type of affair.
Yeah.
I was watching Clockwork Orange. I haven't seen Full Metal Jacket.
Have you?
Nah.
Oh, Full Metal Jacket.
Clockwork Orange, great sex scenes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
If you've seen it, you'll know exactly.
Mitch is the lead character out of
Thankfully, Full Metal Jacket. My dad's... Yeah. Thankfully, I don't think my dad's listening because I bought him that video, that DVD for his Secret Santa this year.
Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, it is.
What you should have done is put it in a Disney movie, like redo the DVD, as in it's a Disney movie, but it's just Clockwork Orange.
No, it's just Steve at the brothel.
or like
reverse cowgirl position. Steve's asshole. He's in Amazonian position.
Or you have like when you could burn DVDs, and like when they put that little sticker on the DVD to make it look like it's frozen or whatnot. Or Toy Story. Put that on top. Put it in the DVD case.
Yeah. Perfect.
And fucking give I don't know whatever.
Akitas a trauma.
Yeah, he's like, Mum, what's a daft cunt? I remember when I asked my dad what a prostitute was.
He's like, you'll figure it out, son. I'll give you a few years. You'll be an expert by the time. How old are you?
24.
24. Already been to rehab.
How many brothels have you been to?
Three.
Around three. Newcastle?
Yeah, just like...
What's your favourite?
Was it three or... Probably closer to two. I'd probably just go to the Asian Star. I've not been to Steel Street.
That's pretty good.
That was the one you went to. It's
expensive, isn't it?
It was like 160 for an hour. Oh, no, not an hour. Like 20 minutes. Something like that.
Yeah.
Pussy smell, but...
Oh, bad.
You pussy. Get that on the big jobs.
That pussy stank.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd just be like, I can't. No.
That was one of my bits. I only fuck Asian whores because I like contributing to human trafficking. I don't know why I struggle saying contributing to.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just like
You could just say that you do it because you support diversity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, you're Chinese.
Have you ever done a rub and tug?
Rub and tug?
The massage parlors.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. What they call it happy endings, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I've
done that. There's one down around the corner there.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. I don't want to go in there and it not be a rub and tug, though.
Yeah, that's why I've never been to one.
Yeah, because you don't know. Just,
yeah.
You don't know until you ask, and then they're like, this is over.
No, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's actually.
Yeah, I feel like that's the sort of thing they're not going to advertise. They're like, no, we don't do that. Like, over the phone, but then you get in there and she's like, leave.
That's my new way of dealing with scammers on social media is like whenever some account that's obviously fake on either Facebook or Instagram tries to friend me or follow me, before they say anything, I just message them, can I fuck you? Or can I fuck you in the face?
Yeah, dude. If you got, it's like that, what's that app? It's called fucking WhatsApp.
Yeah.
They'll add you on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And
this is the thing in Bali. Like the rub and tugs over there. Like even if you go in and you're like, they're all pretty much rub and tugs. But most of the time you go in, you just get a massage. But then sometimes they'll offer.
Yeah.
And then you go, all right, well. I had one that was like a nice establishment that I went to. And I'm like, surely they're not going to offer me here. Like this place is actually pretty legit. And I got an older woman who was early 40s, bit chunky.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, I'll finish. But do you want me to? And I was like, nah.
I was listening to an Eddie Ift album.
Who's saying yes to that?
Lots of cunts.
Yeah.
I listened to Eddie Ift and there's a place, he's talking about this place in Singapore called Four Floors of Whores. It's four floors of whores is, if you go there, you might get sores. And it sounds like a good place. It's like the first floor's female, second floor's gay, and third floor's trans. It's like, don't know where you go after trans, but...
You've got to beat each boss on each floor. Who's the boss for the trans floor? A black lady.
No? A black lady?
What? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Black trans lady.
No. It'd be what's his name? It was female to male.
Oh, Elliot Page?
No. Way
Elliot
more
Stewart?
Butch. Way more Butch.
Elliot Stewart.
Looks a ripped dude, full mustache.
Oh, Buck Angel.
Yeah, Buck Angel.
That is
the trans. You gotta fight Buck Angel.
Yeah.
He's I don't know everybody he's here. I think I usually just try to refer to them by their legal name to get around the whole pronoun controversy. Like, Buck's
So Lizzo would be the... Lizzo's the boss of the first floor.
Yeah, but Buck's Buck's this... he's actually quite smart. I've heard him he's not completely SJW.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Funny that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you transfer into a man, you become smarter. But all the ones that are becoming women, retarded. Yeah. Whingy, fucking complaining cunts. Too seriously.
Yeah.
I saw Sarah Silverman do this podcast thing and she's she's just having a whinge about how Caitlyn Jenner's against trans women being in female sports. And it's just like 20 years ago she was a politically incorrect comedian and now she's fucking heaps PC. Like she had she got in trouble for a joke that she used the word chink on Conan. And this is why I think we need more libertarians, and there's already a few libertarians in comedy, but there's no conservatives. I would say I'm kind of libertarian. Yeah. Libertarian left wing.
Yeah.
Like I'm, yeah, I'm about 40% libertarian, 30% left wing, and 30% undecided.
Well, it comes with the territory. Yeah. Like if you're,
I'm amazed that you can do the math for that.
Thank you. Yeah. I did finish year 12. Keep in mind, it was at trade college.
Yeah, well, that...
Wait, you finished year 12 and Mitch didn't? That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I would guess you... Because you do an office job.
Put down, Mitch. You're talking to your superiors now.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't got a HSC. Well,
yeah.
I went and joined the military.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Haven't got a HSC, went to the military, got PTSD instead.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I went to the military, got HIV.
In the same fucking segment as Mitch.
Yeah. He's working on any bits?
I'm trying to think of new bits. I've got that bit about Kathleen Folbig that I'm trying to introduce more stuff on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... I did it last Wednesday at the Stag, and... because I was like, she had 3 kids that all died unexpectedly, like with no reason, and she thought it was a good idea to have a 4th.
Yeah.
It's like, not fucking slut shaming her. She's just a stupid cunt. But
I wouldn't say she's a slut for having kids.
Yeah.
Well,
there's something there, though. Cause, yeah. Lucky 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
It's like 3rd time lucky. There's no 4th time lucky. Like, why are you having another one?
But, like, I need a woman like that because abortions are expensive.
When were the kids dying, like, straight away?
No, it was, like, I think often...
Just long enough to get attached, you know?
One to 2 years after.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, abortion's cheaper than that.
Yeah, maybe she's killing those babies. Maybe we should be going, hey, like, chill. Chill. Oh, they just woke up that way. Yeah.
She's selling them for the adrenochrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, it's really... I don't get why more people haven't mentioned that. It's just fucking dumb that she thought she could have a 4th.
Yeah.
Oh, she really wants kids. And also...
Adopt.
Likes killing kids.
Yeah.
Like, just loves the look of dead babies.
And it suddenly dies, you know, you've got a problem. Yeah.
She's got a body count.
Wouldn't it be funny if she had a fifth one, and it lived? And it's like, oh shit, yeah, I actually did kill those 4 other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be kind of funny.
I'm working a bit. Just like if I ever won the lotto, like I'd immediately act like I was old money. Like I'd act like way superior to everyone else. Just be like, yeah, fuck you. That's what people do when they get money.
Yeah. There's at my work, they do this thing where they put in a bit of money each, and they if by chance they win the lotto, they're going to split $2 million each way. And I just... Like, any form of gambling, I just don't really partake in it. And...
Because you're more of a meth guy.
Yeah.
But he'll fuck prostitutes with no rubber.
Yeah. But it's just...
It is a form of gambling, Steve.
Yeah.
True. I'll gamble with my life, yeah.
Yeah.
But
not with money.
Nah. My friend used to work in a pub, and the only way I'd... Because she did shift work and I did 9 to 5, 5 days a week, it was the only... I could rarely ever get to talk to her, so the only way I could really see her is if I maybe put 50 in.
Yeah.
And that's the only gambling I've ever done, but I never... And only that was only about $200 I put in.
Yeah.
Over the course of a few weeks. Yeah.
And it's hard to, like, have a conversation when you're watching them walk back to their car as well from the bushes. Right. That's like... Because you don't want to frighten them, you know?
Nah,
yeah, like...
There's, there's another bit I was thinking. I'm always concerned I'm going to fuck up the wording on it. And I was thinking maybe I could use it in the roast when I was roasting James. But it could also work as a...
Self-deprecating.
Yeah, on stage. Most kids dream of getting their photo taken with Mickey Mouse at Disneyland. I got my virginity taken by Michael Jackson at Neverland.
I think there's something there.
Yeah.
I like the Michael J. Fox jokes I had. They were all right.
Yeah. That's good. What about you, Ethan? You working on anything?
Nothing in particular, but I have noticed that rich people don't know what curried sausages are.
Yeah.
Do you know what curried sausages are?
No.
I do. I was raised by a single parent
rich
at one
man
point.
Over here. Like curried sausages, you chop up your sausages into little 1-inch chunks.
Yeah.
You add a, like curry powder and fucking peas and corn.
Yeah, water.
And water. And you fucking boil it all up and then you serve it on mashed potatoes or rice.
Yeah.
That's curried sausages.
Yeah.
I thought fucking every
nah.
person knew what these were.
Nah.
I was presuming yeah. it was a sausage made out of curry.
No, it's like sausages in a curry.
How do you not know what's...
They have a place at Curry called Curry Curry Curry.
Yeah, we know all about that. There was a comedian who had a joke about it.
Yeah,
he used to.
Yeah, he's dead now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It was... Same.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, same Chopra. He died in Thailand. Fucking Ladyboys or something.
I didn't really like Chopra Raid. I know that's... Yeah, I know there's... I heard the... episode you did with Elliot and Luke, and I figured this was going to be controversial, but I don't know. It's maybe there's not a lot of blue comedians I do like, but there's a lot that are just like Rodney Rude.
Oh, you mean Chopper Reed as in Heath Franklin, the guy that
no, as in like the actual Chopper Reed,
right?
Yeah. But Chopper Reed actually did do stand up,
yeah,
but
well, he tried to,
yeah,
but he just went around telling stories about,
yeah. Exactly. Funny fuck, way, yeah. I forgot to pay for parking.
I just...
Well, podcast is over now. You might as well just fucking...
No, I got easy park.
Oh, okay.
I parked up at Christchurch Cathedral.
Yeah.
Because I figured if the Rangers go there, I can just claim, like, you're breaching my religious liberty as an atheist or...
All
right. Yeah, you tell me how that works out for you.
That'll go well in court.
Yeah.
But no, I was going to pay for parking, even though I did park in their car park, because the fucking free parking along the Esplanade, I was going to catch a tram in. The free parking along the one-way strip at the Esplanade was all full because, well, it's the weekend, and I guess they've also got the baths open now. So I went up to park up at the cathedral, and I was actually going to pay for the parking, and found out that it was... I looked around, it was only Monday to Friday. Had to pay, it said.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, weekend parking.
Fucking
free.
Happy days, mate.
Yeah, it's fucking so set. Awesome.
I think that's it.
Yeah, we're that
done.
Is it.
We've done a fucking hour.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all right, that's the pod. Thanks for coming on, Steve. Check out Steve Lurge fan Club on Instagram.
Fans,
so good.
I chose that name when I was like 15 and I thought it was funny.
It's still funny, dude. It's so good.
But I don't, now I'm concerned about getting famous now because I don't want to seem like a narcissist.
No, keep it. Steve Lurge Fan Club is great.
No one will ever presume.
Don't worry about getting famous. This pod will...
Yeah.
Fix that.
Yeah. All right. Love yous. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.